Well, records could tumble as large parts of mainland Australia are hit with heatwave conditions. There's already been scorching weather in Perth, and now southern and eastern parts of the country are bracing for a string of days above the 40-degree mark. David Sparks reports.
An extremely hot air mass has been building over Western Australia in recent days, and it's about to head east. The Weather Bureau's Jonathan Howe says it will hit South Australia today and tomorrow and arrive in Victoria, New South Wales and Tasmania in the middle of the week.
We are likely to see quite a few records broken across the different states, with some places getting up to the high 40s and possibly getting as high as 50 degrees through parts of the Nullarbor inland parts of South Australia as well.
Among the capitals, Adelaide will have the worst run.
Adelaide is going for 4 days at 40 degrees or above from Tuesday, peaking on Friday at 42 degrees. And Melbourne is going to be a little bit different story just because they're near the coast. 39 on Wednesday, cooler on Thursday, 23, but getting up to 41 on Friday. Canberra is also looking at quite a warm run. It was 4 days in a row at 38 or above, peaking at 43 on Saturday. And for Sydney, we're expecting to get into the mid to high 40s in the western suburbs, so 46 for the western suburbs of Sydney on Saturday.
But the worst heat will be away from the major cities. In South Australia, Renmark and Port Augusta are among several towns expected to hit 48 degrees on Friday. Across the border in northwest Victoria, Mildura and Swan Hill are both set to reach 46 degrees. Many more towns in those states and New South Wales are expecting temperatures beyond 45.
This particular event has been exacerbated by a couple of other factors. The first one is something called the Indian Ocean Dipole and just the late onset of the monsoon across northern Australia. So the monsoon is quite late this year, which does mean that it is hotter and drier than normal across northern Australia. And that has meant that the heat has really been able to build across WA and the NT and just really stagnate over the last few days and even weeks as well. And of course, we have seen this dry and warm conditions across the southeast. And so a combination of those factors has meant that the heat hasn't really had a chance to dissipate.
South Australia's acting chief health officer, Chris Lees, warns the risk of heat stroke and heat exhaustion will be high. He says the state's health authorities have an extreme heat strategy and will adapt as necessary.
It can involve extra rostering of people, but of course what we want to do is for people to heed the warnings and make sure that they don't need an ambulance and they don't need to present themselves to the emergency department. But if they do have any worries, by all means, get medical advice as soon as you can.
And other sectors are also bracing themselves, including agriculture. Jenny Semler is director of 919 Wines, a vineyard near Renmark in South Australia's Riverland region. She says this year's grapes, still at a very early stage, will cop a scorching when the extreme heat arrives.
At the moment, they're looking green and hard. They're like little peas in a bunch. The impact at this stage, if we get too much heat, the bunches will actually burn. And so they'll end up with quite bad scarring on them, thick, hard scars, which can impart dreadful flavours into the wine. But it will also mean that perhaps we could lose the crop.
That's a worst-case scenario, and Jenny Semler says the team is taking action to nurse the grapes through the heatwave. Just like the rest of us, they can beat the heat by staying hydrated with extra watering, and in their case, a good spraying of kaolin clay, which is basically a white sunscreen. To what extent do you have control over what happens this week, and to what extent do you really just have to sit there with your fingers crossed, so to speak, and see what happens?
We can manage it the best we can, put it that way, but there's no guarantee that it's going to work because of the severity. You know, prepare for the worst and hope for the best and hang on for the wild ride, basically.
South Australian wine producer Jenny Semler, David Sparks reporting.